Upheaval. Breaking point. Chapter 8. Wolven on the Move. He woke up to unbelievable pain, a burning agony that enveloped his entire body. He ran his hoofs across his face. He was alive, somehow. Alive and awake. He felt his wakefulness, but he couldn't see anything in the darkness. For a horrible moment, he feared that he had gone completely blind. Then he saw a sliver of light from what he deemed was a few feet away. He hadn't gone blind, but he was in a dark, enclosed space. He was lying on his side in a makeshift bed made out of large pieces of cloth, and each attempt at moving brought about waves of pain. As his senses slowly focused, so did his memory. He remembered an argument, a quick fight, and then the bright flash of an explosion occurring right next to him.
"Pyre Valor,"
Vanguard Clash growled. Even speaking was a difficult effort for him. He was remembering more coherently now. Pyre Valor had asked him to betray the Legion with her, and he had refused. He had known her for years, but he had not expected that she would do such a thing. Not even with her grousing over the Heartland's injustice. Perhaps he had not known her as well as he thought he had. Years of friendship collapsed to worthless rubble during their last conversation, and then Pyre Valor ignited the remains with a fireball that took him out. He tried to raise his head and groaned as he failed. How had it come to this? Did he misjudge Pyre Valor completely? Had he been too complacent? He tried to recall memories of Pyre Valor, looking for things that he had taken for granted. She might have shown signs years ago while he remained steadfastly ignorant. Had they drifted apart without his even realizing it? She had thrown a fireball at him, a killing spell that she favored against her enemies. She had done so without hesitation. Clearly, her belief in this cause of hers was deep-rooted enough to let her sacrifice others. The memory of that last moment, when the fireball struck him, flashed before his eyes. Then there was Blademane. He had sided easily with Pyre Valor. That part of his betrayal didn't surprise Vanguard now that he thought about it. Blademane had always been by Pyre Valor's side, a silent guardian, an ally, who did everything she asked without question. Scarlet Rabbit often poked fun at the Quiet Stallion for being so devoted. Vanguard had underestimated that devotion. He thought it was simple attraction, and Blademane's way of courting. Now the Stallion had committed treason, along with the object of his affection. He was hurtling headlong to an early demise, and he did so without a word of complaint. Vanguard didn't know how he had survived. Pyre Valor was notorious for her fire spells. A direct hit from her fireballs left nothing but scorch marks. There were no burned bodies, piles of ash, and certainly no survivors. Perhaps his armor had saved him, but it would have also melted into red-hot goo that would have fused with his coat. His burns were painful, but the pain meant that the damage was skin deep. A deeper burn would not have hurt at all. That made it clear that the fireball that had struck him was weak. The only answer was one that he despised. Pyre Valor had spared him. Unconsciously or not, she had held back at the last moment.
"Curse you, Pyre,"
he growled under his breath. He could have handled it better if she had tried her best to kill him. He would have considered her an enemy, and he could have focused on doing his best to kill her with equal fervor. That his friend might still be in there left him frustrated and angry.
"Why do you have to complicate things even more? Why couldn't you have just hit me with your best shot, only for me to survive out of pure luck?"
He winced again as he shifted his weight. He made another attempt to stand, but his legs were wobbly and refused to support him. Realizing that he was stuck here for some time, he touched the sides of the space he was in. His hoof felt canvas. He was in a tent. The tent's front flaps suddenly opened, sending a stream of ruddy, red-orange light flooding inside. The brightness hurt Vanguard's eyes, forcing him to squint at whoever opened the flaps. He was greeted by a pair of bright red eyes and a pair of toothy jaws. All of a sudden, he realized that thinking he had survived Pyre Valor's attack was an overestimation of his fate. He was in a tent with a wolven, likely in the middle of a wolven camp.
"So, the strange-smelling Thunderfoot is awake,"
the wolven rasped. Vanguard guessed that it was female from the tone. Her words were thick and a little clumsy, but she spoke his language well.
"Keep your head down and stay still, Thunderfoot. If we wanted to eat you, you'd be bones by now. Do not undo my remedies with your foolish struggling."
At remedies, Vanguard checked his body. He realized that he was covered in bandages. Most of his flanks and torso had been wrapped up. He could feel some bandages around a portion of his face as well. He looked at the view beyond the tent's flaps and noticed that it was night. The light coming into the tent was coming from a large bonfire. Through the lurid glow, he noticed a strange, slimy concoction was oozing through some of his bandages. A salve of sorts, perhaps.
"Why have you spared me?"
he asked.
"Our scouts found you half dead and burned," the wolven rasped. "They brought you here thinking to share the meal, but I smelled you."
The wolven licked her lips as she continued.
"I knew what you are from the smell. You didn't smell like a true Thunderfoot. Now you stare at me with wolven eyes, and I am sure."
"You're speaking in gibberish,"
Vanguard said.
"That's because you listen with Thunderfoot ears," the wolven snarled. "It doesn't matter what you think, only what I know."
The wolven moved her face closer to Vanguard's until he could smell her reeking breath. He could hear her sniffing, and the sounds made him want to wrinkle his nose in disgust. He then noticed her broken, yellowed teeth, and realized that this was an old wolven that he was talking to.
"I know your smell, Breaker. Under all that Thunderfoot stink, I can smell the faint odor of wolven. You can hide under all that metal."
The wolven glanced at the pile by one corner of the tent. Vanguard followed her gaze and saw his armor.
"You can hide in Cursed Toronto's herd, but I can smell you out."
The old wolven cackled and rasped. Vanguard could barely tell where the laughter ended and the hacking cough began.
"I know what I am, and so does everyone in the Legion," he said. "If you think that I'm ashamed of it, you're wrong."
"That is good for us, Breaker,"
the old wolven crowed.
"Stand strong. Once your leg's strength matches your heart's, we will let you go. Go back to Cursed Toronto's herd, and do what you are meant to. What old Regeskra has seen, you are meant to do."
With that, she left the tent, leaving Vanguard to his thoughts. Regeskra walked out of the Thunderfoot's tent and made her way through the wolven camp. She was in high spirits. The moment the Thunderfoot had opened his eyes, he confirmed what she had seen. Everything was going according to her vision.
"Regeskra!"
A rasping growl of a shout came from behind her.
"Why is that half-cooked Thunderfoot still alive? We should have been tearing his entrails out the moment the scouts dragged him here." "The Thunderfoot has more important things to do besides fill your belly, Hazrock,"
Regeskra answered without looking back.
"He will walk out of this camp alive."
Hazrock, a massive gray-furred wolven, bounded ahead of Regeskra and snarled at her face.
"I lead this pack," he spat. "He is a prisoner, and I will decide what we do to him."
He drew himself to full height. Hazrock was bigger than any of the wolven in the camp, an aspect of him that made sure that he was their leader. He was covered in scars, vertical and diagonal lines that crisscrossed his face and body. There were no pony-caused injuries, but marks of challenges against his authority.
"He is the Breaker in my vision," Regeskra snarled back. "He is the wolven-eyed Thunderfoot, fated to break the cursed Equestria, no matter what he does. If you eat him, I will tell our king that you pushed our victory away from his claws. Then you can fill his belly."
At the threat, Hazrock backed down. He shifted his glare from Regeskra to the tent she had just left.
"Your vision,"
he growled in mockery.
"Even pups dream and they wet themselves as they do it. You force us out here in Thunderfoot territory while carrying your altar for the sake of dreams. If all this is a lie, you will fill my belly, old one." "This old one will choke you while she goes down your throat, pup,"
Regeskra muttered. She walked past Hazrock and headed for the altar that he had been railing against. She was not worried by his threats. Her vision was coming true right before her eyes, and now King Fenrir had entrusted her with this important mission to call out Moonshadow, who had just been freed from her 1,000-year imprisonment. The woven altar was a large structure of wood, stone, and bone. It rested on a massive crossbeam, meant to be carried by a dozen strong-backed wolven while they were on the move. A simple wooden stair led up to a pedestal of stone that rested before a towering monument to their king's companion. Sharpened bones and sticks were lashed together to resemble a waning moon, Moonshadow's favorite image. 1,000 years ago, Moonshadow sneaked into the heart of Equestria, using her cunning to slip past even Cursed Toronto, who was distracted by Eregek's blundering invasion. She formed a bond with the fair Luna, the object of King Fenrir's desire. She attempted to cause a rebellion among the Thunderfoots and cause eternal night, but Cursed Celestia had her own sister thrown to the moon, dragging Moonshadow along in imprisonment. Only recently had Moonshadow managed to return, but she was defeated yet again, forced out of Fairluna's body by the Thunderfoots. Now, King Fenrir wanted her back by his side. The altar was meant to anchor Moonshadow's wandering, incorporeal form. It just needed to be close enough to Equestria. With his companion by his side, King Fenrir could begin his invasion in earnest.
"The Wolven awaits your return, blessed Moonshadow," Brigess grand-toned. "Let our howls guide you back to our pack, so that you may lend your might to our king."
She let out a long, dolorous howl, one which was immediately followed by the rest of the camp. The altar began to glow an ominous purple light as their howls spread across the plain. Then their howls ceased as a deep purple haze streaked across the sky from the south. The Wolven around the camp whimpered and cowered with their tails between their legs as the haze descended upon the altar. Regeskra grinned fiercely and stepped forward.
"You honor us with your presence, blessed Moonshadow. Our king wishes you come to his side as he moves against Cursed Tirado and his wretched herd."
The purple haze swirled around the altar, its amorphous form creating the image of a pair of eyes.
"You have done well, old one,"
it spoke in an oily and soft voice. "Tell Fenrir that I must stay here a while longer. I have found a suitable host among Tirado's Thunderfoots, a unicorn who may not match Luna in power, but more than exceeds her bitterness and rage. I will return to Fenrir's side with the ruined remains of Fangbreaker Fortress as a gift." Regeskra bowed low as she answered,
"As you wish, blessed Moonshadow."
The glowing haze flared briefly and then faded away. The rest of the Wolven camp murmured in awe as Regeskra descended the altar. Hazrock was already waiting for her at the base.
"Even blessed Moonshadow knows that the Thunderfoots are about to fall,"
Regeskra sneered at the bigger Wolven.
"Will you still bark your scorn at my visions?"
"I see pretty smoke and an old dog talking to herself," Hazrock growled. "I will not believe until I am standing on Fangbreaker's rubble and feasting on the Thunderfoots who defend it."
"Then sharpen your appetite, Hazrock,"
Regeskra replied.
"You will be feasting soon."
She turned her attention towards the rest of the gathered Wolven.
"Blessed Moonshadow has heard our prayer. She goes now among Tirado's wretched herd to rend them from inside."
The camp erupted in cheers at the mention of Moonshadow.
"We will do our part as well. We will release the Wolven-eyed Thunderfoot and send him back to Fangbreaker."
At that, the Wolven fell silent and murmured among themselves.
"Do not doubt,"
Regeskra assured them. Her rasping voice rose to dramatic heights.
"We do not do this out of mercy. He is the breaker from my vision. He fights for the Thunderfoots, but he will be their downfall. He will turn Cursed Tirado against his sisters and set Thunderfoot against Thunderfoot. When the blood haze of their infighting fades, the Wolven will feast on the remains."
The camp burst into cheers and howls when Regeskra finished. Still grinning, she retired to her tent to tend their prisoner. Hazrock could only watch and sneer at her ability to play the crowd. Vanguard had not remained idle inside the tent when Regeskra left him alone. He struggled to his hoofs, and when that failed, he dragged himself closer to the tent flaps to see what was going on. As he suspected, he was in the middle of a large Wolven camp. This one was much bigger than the last one he had attacked. This was no tiny party of scouts. It was an advance unit of Wolvengard's army. There were scouts, of course, the smallest of the Wolven, but there were also their warriors, who were much bigger than their scouts, and much more armored. Their collars bristled with spikes, while their flanks and shoulders were covered in layered plates of metal. He even saw a couple of their berserkers, enormous Wolven that were twice the size of any pony, with bulging muscles and freakishly huge jaws and claws. Vanguard knew better than to focus just on the strengths of his enemy, however. Even though he was badly injured and had just gone through the betrayal of a trusted friend, he still took note of information he believed was useful. He saw the argument between Regeskra and the big Wolven, and noted that there was a power struggle within this pact between the leader of their warriors and what appeared to be some kind of seer or shaman. He also saw what happened at the strange structure at the center of the camp. It must be the same structure that Commander Dreadstep had told him about. So it was an altar, meant to call something that had been hiding in Equestria. The mysterious entity that Regeskra called forth was worrisome. Whoever, or whatever, this Moonshadow was, it was bad news for the fortress. and these Wolven made no secret that Fangbreaker was their target. It was a shame that he could not hear what the Thing and the Crone had been talking about. And then there was Rogueskra's constant referring to him as the Breaker. Vanguard snorted at the thought that he was part of some convoluted Wolven hallucination. He had no intention of breaking the Legion. Far from it. He had to make it back to the fortress now in order to save it from Pyrevalor's betrayal. Still, if it meant that he could escape this Wolven camp and make it back, he was willing to go along with their so-called prophecies. When he noticed Rogueskra walk back to the tent, he dragged himself back to the makeshift bed. The friction from rubbing against the ground caused his burns to sting horribly, a pain he bore quietly. Rogueskra poked her head through the tent flaps and grinned at the sight of Vanguard.
"Were you watching, Wolven-Eyed Thunderfoot?" she asked. "Look all you want. There is no need to hide it. Play the loyal spy for Cursed Toronto. Give him gifts of what you have seen, what you have endured, and who you have killed. You will still be the Breaker."
"You spout overconfident lies, Crone,"
Vanguard growled.
"The Legion will not be broken, not by your king, and certainly not by me."
"So I'm a liar now?"
Rogueskra laughed. Vanguard's nose wrinkled as flecks of her spit landed on his hoofs.
"We will see, Wolven Eyes. Now rest and gather your strength. You will need it for your return to your precious fort."
With that, she settled over the other side of the tent and closed her eyes. After some time, her breathing became steady, and a rasping snore escaped her mouth. Vanguard settled down. With his injuries, he was in no condition to go anywhere. Despite the strange circumstances, he had to take advantage of them and get back to Fangbreaker. Still, though he scorned at the so-called visions of this crone, he felt a great uneasiness. His thoughts suddenly shifted to what he had done just days ago. What if the crone's vision meant that? Had he set about events that would cause the downfall that these Wolven were talking about? All he wanted was a chance for someone to remember what she experienced out here. Perhaps that was a foolish triviality, as Pyrevalor had said. Being executed for it was something he could accept. Watching Equestria break because of it would haunt him beyond death.
"Twilight Sparkle, have I made a mistake?"
Though he was tired, Vanguard remained awake. He stared at the top flap of the tent, thinking of what the purple unicorn was up to. Had she thrown away his emblem and went about her daily life? After seeing what was happening here, Vanguard could not help but hope for that. He was beginning to regret following that impulse days ago. Perhaps she had remembered, and Equestria proper was in turmoil. For the sake of a triviality, he had indeed become the Breaker. Even the mere thought of it caused Vanguard Clash to shudder in horror.